Join us at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, Utah for Cowboys in Concert, featuring cowboy singer-songwriter Brent Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson, Saturday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. This synergistic performance of music and poetry keeps all audiences completely engaged. The combination of deep emotional and moving lyrics, along with the humorous and lighthearted side of life experiences, coupled with a breathtaking photographic display, makes this show one that will always be remembered. That's Saturday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, Utah. Tickets are available at the door or at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com. Call 307-360-8776. That's 307-360-8776 for more information. Sponsored in part by Mid-Utah Radio. Get her off your
mind. Clem, I guess our work's about done here.
That's right, Ranger Doug. Who were those masked men? I wanted to thank them.
I don't know. They left a silver CD, though.
Yeah. Hit them up. Well, let's rise. Yeah. Where's Woody? Yeah.
That's right, Ranger Doug and Too Slim. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they're tuned in just in time for Farrier's
They
Farm.
Are.
Where's Woody?
Oh, well, we got a good one this week.
What are we talking about?
This is compliments of Sam.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was shoeing a horse the other day, and everything looked good. The hoof looked healthy.
Okay.
It was uniform. He started tacking, and by golly, he hit red.
Interesting.
You know, he was in the horny wall.
Interesting.
He drove the nail.
And there's some blood.
And there was some red. So
interesting.
He pulled out. The horse did not flinch.
Wow.
Did not. No indication that the quick was that close.
Interesting.
The fact is, we truly don't know what's going on in that hoof.
Well, yeah. We
unless we take an x-ray.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, we're not going to pack a machine with us.
Right. That's just what I said. We don't have a video fluoroscope with us to see where we're at.
But the point I want to bring out is this is going to happen.
It does happen.
And whether you're a professional farrier or you're a shade tree farrier,
sure.
You're shoeing your own horses, this is going to happen.
It does.
And you can mitigate the issues that come with quicking your horse.
Okay, go
instantly
ahead.
Instantly pull that nail out, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And take some as strong iodine as you can find.
Yep.
And just pour it all over that hoof and down into that hole.
You betcha. Dump her down in there.
And go to your notebook and write down.
Oh, there you go.
Inside second nail.
Yeah.
I got quick on this hoof.
Interesting. So when you go to set that shoe, after you have done that, after you've poured the iodine in it, you're going to leave that hole empty?
It's empty.
You're going to go
absolutely
up, and you're going to go above and below,
yep,
depending on where, of course, it is.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, leave that hole empty. Don't another nail
through it. Don't put another nail through it.
Leave it out. And in your notebook and in your memory somewhere, you have to make that note that that nail hole is close to the quick. We don't know why.
Yeah.
It could be confirmation. It could be an injury. It could be a multitude of things.
That's where the vascularity happened to be.
It just happens to be there.
Right.
That might be his makeup.
Interesting. Don't rely on your memory.
No, don't do that.
Right. I'm just telling you right now that you might think you can remember that, but
I'll remember this.
Yeah. The biggest lie you ever tell yourself is I'll remember that. I don't need to write that down.
I think we've done a show on that.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Yeah. That's right. Actually, that is some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, I've done that before.
I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. How are they going to get a hold of you?
Just belly up to the old confuser and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
You betcha. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Yep, if we quick them, we skip the nail.
Skip the nail.
Move on. That's right. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Watch for an abscess. Be ever vigilant.
What I like about this is it shows that this even happens at times to professionals.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Let's have some more music,
shall
we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jay Rog is riding along with us. Jared Rogerson. This is Peace, Love, and Horses.
Right there in that summer dress, wildflowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead plays a song in her head. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end the war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor, baling hay for miles and miles. She says innocence grows and right out. Cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride, and she likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is the one thing that can change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace, love, horses, and me.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Peace, love, and horses. Absolutely. Good stuff from Jared.
You betcha.
Yeah, well, we are content.
All right.
We're happy.
We've talked about chasing kids.
We have.
Now we got to talk about grandkids. All right.
Well, okay, I'm going to just start this off by saying, if I'd have known grandkids were this good, I'd have skipped kids and gone straight to the grandkids.
You and me both.
They're so awesome.
Yes.
Okay, finish your thought.
Okay, and I'm going to start this out with, I am so blessed to have my grandkids close.
Yes.
You know?
You're a lucky dog.
Yeah. The farthest one away is 30 miles, right?
Farthest one for me is in Italy.
Overseas.
I know it, yeah.
You know, what a blessing.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself that every weekend.
When they come and invade you.
You know? And I am blessed to have my kids still like the ranch,
you know,
and want to be a part of it.
What a blessing that is.
And my grandkids like the ranch
and
want to be a part of it.
Man.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
It gets very loud at my house.
It does. But you've got a lot of acreage.
Go.
You can leave.
Go.
Yeah, right.
Go bite that skeeter.
How many of them follow you, though, when you go
out? Oh, every one of them. What are you going, Papa?
You are a lucky man.
You know, I truly am.
You are blessed.
And when the chaos ensues, I have to remind myself that I am a lucky man.
Yeah. We do. We love the kids. We love the grandkids,
yes,
man.
Yes.
What a blessed life.
You know, I've got a beautiful ranch.
Yeah.
I got a great wife.
Right.
Who is the ranch manager. Sometimes I threaten to fire her, but she just looks
sure,
at me.
Sure. Yeah, right. We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Joel Nelson has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.